I'm Nick Lippa here with Melissa Burgess to talk Buffalo Butte hockey. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Nick.
And the Buttes have had some success, two straight wins. What's going right for them right now?
They're finding the back of the net, and a big part of that is Taylor Accursi. She had 5 goals over the course of one weekend. One of those games was a loss against the Whitecaps, but then she had a hat trick in the win. And, you know, she also found the back of the net against Connecticut in their most recent win. So, obviously, you can't win in hockey if you're not scoring, and scoring is a big part of it, and that's been part of their success lately.
And what are some of the things that you've seen recently? They're second in the standings in the NWHL, but what growth are you seeing from this team?
I think overall you can see that they are becoming more of a team. Obviously, it's hard to gel in that kind of situation where you're not practicing every day, you're not, you know, traveling as much with each other, but they are starting to kind of find their legs together. The goaltending is starting to improve. Kelsey Newman, who's a Buffalo girl, has really showed off in the few games that she's played, and I really liked her style in the games. And so I think that, you know, moving forward, they just need to keep growing as a team and keep finding ways to support each other and support their goalies.
Now, you also look at the schedule of who they've played so far, and one of those teams they've played a lot is Connecticut, who has been not good, I think is a very nice way of putting it so far, 0-9-1, essentially, at the current moment. You look at their second half of the year's schedule. You look at having to face Boston, who they've already faced a bunch of times, but also those teams in between, right, with New York and Minnesota. Do we look at this Buffalo Buttes team as a team that's going to stay atop basically of everybody else after Boston moving forward?
I think so, but you can never make that guarantee. It is, you know, such a small league, so every game really, you know, it's worth 2 points, but it's really worth like 200 points because one game can move you up and down in the standings significantly. So right now, yes, Buffalo certainly looks to be square in second place, but Minnesota is not far behind. And even the Riveters, you know, you look at them now, the Buttes have 12 points, the Riveters have 6, and you think that that's a sizable gap, but all you need is a few games to skid for the Buttes and the Riveters to get hot, and you're looking at a completely different you know, standings. The Buttes also do play Boston quite a bit in the next bit of the season here, so those games are going to be critical. Do I think the Buttes could overtake Boston for first place? Certainly not impossible, but Boston would have to lose for that to happen, and as of right now, they're not losing anything. But I also think the other factor going into the rest of the Buttes season is home ice, because the Buttes have right now 14 games left in the season. 8 of those are at home. So if they can capitalize on home ice and find some energy, you know, among the crowd and the fans and all that, then they could be in a good position.
Let's talk about the All-Star game. A lot of questions so far because we don't really know what's going on with it, right?
We don't know yet, but hopefully we will know soon. Typically at this point in the year, we already know where the All-Star game is going to be. And at some point we've already actually had rosters and players selected to teams. Right now, we don't know any of that, but the league has said the information is coming soon. Personally, in my opinion, I obviously don't see the All-Star game going back to a location where it's previously been. I think that bringing it to a new location helps to grow the game, and that's obviously what the NWHL wants to do. So, you know, it's been in Buffalo. It's been in Pittsburgh. It was in Minnesota before the Whitecaps were part of the league. And last year it was in Nashville, which was really great. So personally, I think we're looking at a couple different options for locations. I could see Detroit. I know that the league has looked into having an All-Star game there before, but it just didn't work out timing-wise. I could also see Philadelphia, but there's also a PWHPA event coming in Philadelphia. So, you know, I don't know if they would necessarily go to the same city. But I could also see someplace like Raleigh in North Carolina. North Carolina really seems to have a good fan base for women's and girls hockey. Several NWHL players are from or have played in Raleigh, and I could definitely see that southern, you know, trend continuing. But the other place would be Tampa. And it kind of sounds weird, but the NWHL has done skills trainings for young girls in Tampa. And there's a really nice connection here with the Buttes' Taylor Kersey, where she had not signed with the NWHL yet this past summer. She went to do this skills training in Tampa with these young girls as part of the NWHL, which is kind of, you know, she wasn't part of the league, but she kind of was. And there was a little girl there with her jersey on. And that just touched her and made her, like, realize that she wanted to come back. So she signed back with Buffalo because of, in part, that little girl. So I could definitely see them going to Tampa. And obviously that would be a nice little vacation for the players. And, you know, early February probably is what we're looking at. But hopefully that information comes sooner rather than later, because obviously fans want to plan. And especially if it's going to be in a city that doesn't have a team, where you don't have that fan base kind of built in, and fans need to travel. But NWHL fans certainly do travel.
And it kind of is an interesting perspective. A lot of other sports with all-star games, it's a chance to just kind of have a night where you see the skills competitions. You know, you look at baseball, you look at, you know, football, the Pro Bowl has become its own thing at this point. But NBA is a great example of that. But with the NWHL having their all-star game, because the league is so young as well, it really is a chance to potentially expand to places they may not only look to expand to at a later date, but also expand the overall mission of the league itself, right?
Absolutely. You know, you get more eyes on the league, you get more eyes on the sport in general, and you get the word out there. But, you know, it's one thing to obviously watch these players online, but to see them in person is so different. And so you just need to get those bodies in the seats. You know, even a place like Dallas, I know someone in the Twitch chat was talking about expansion and where they'd like to see a team. And while I think Dallas is a little far-fetched at this point just because of the distance, just anywhere like that, getting those players there, getting the fans there, and letting them see really what these players are capable of on the ice, and also giving them the chance to meet the players after or before or whatever. It just gives that personal connection that I think is so important to growing women's hockey.
Intimacy, that's the thing I'm seeing with it right now, and you see all these players' stories, and it's heartwarming to see on Twitter, but also a lot of really talented players on the Buttes, so we're hoping to see. Last question I'll ask you with that is, what Buttes should be expected to be recognized as some of the best?
Brooke Stacey should absolutely be on the All-Star Game. She's the Buttes' leading scorer, so that should be a no-brainer. Marie-Jo Pelletier is the Buttes' second leading scorer, and she is a defender. So I could definitely see her being on the team. And then a Kersey should also really be there. I don't know if either of the Buttes' goaltenders will make it. Goaltending is kind of interesting throughout the league this season. There's you know, aside from the Boston goaltenders, there's no real one goaltender that stands out to me. So it'll be interesting to see who makes the All-Star game from those. But, of course, it's also a lot of fan favorite and fan interaction. So you're looking at these players as who's the best, who's the most skilled, which is great, but there is also that who are the fan favorites. And Kelsey Newman is certainly a fan favorite in Buffalo, so could she make the All-Star game? Certainly, especially if they have a fan vote.
And we'll find out how to vote on that, hopefully in the near future, of when, where, and how it'll happen. Thanks for coming in today, Melissa.
Thank you, Nick.